Hi, friend. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance your brain is already doing a lot of thinking, planning, overthinking, maybe even stressing out before the day really gets going. That's exactly why I created the Takeout Therapy app. It gives you the simple, therapist-guided tools that you can use in real time, so when your mind starts to spiral, you already kind of know what to do. If you want a calmer way to move through your day, the link is in the show notes, and you can always find my resources at takeouttherapy.com. In this episode, you'll discover how one simple sentence can protect your energy when you feel pulled in way too many directions. Welcome to Takeout Therapy mini session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist and anxiety expert, and a big fan of short and powerful mindset shifts. Each week, I share one therapy-informed Most Mondays, I share one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Let's dive in. I am so glad you're here for this session because today I want to continue to support you in your quest to either not be burned out or recover from burnout if you're already there. In this mini session, you'll discover why emotional exhaustion often comes from over-responding to life, how a simple sentence boundary can protect your bandwidth, and of course, I'll tease you to use the sentence and leave the guilt be. Today, I want to talk to you about boundaries, because most people think a boundary has to be this big, dramatic event. An announcement, even. But I'm here to tell you that a boundary can be subtle, but direct. And a boundary is always, always meant to serve you in your life, according to what you need. So I'm hoping today that I can give you a tiny, approachable option that you can use to create a boundary where there might not be one, but it really needs to be. Today, I'm going to help you create a little sentence that you memorize and keep in your pocket for when you need it. This, my friend, will serve as a built-in boundary that you can use anytime. Perhaps it'll even keep you on track with your own goals of recovering from burnout or avoiding it altogether. And I know another one of your goals is to just feel in control of things a little bit more. This is where the one sentence boundary is gold. Remember, boundaries are not instructions for other people's behavior. Boundaries are information about yourself and what you need from your life. Let me teach you a couple of good one-sentence boundaries, and then I'll explain why these work so flippin' well to preserve your energy and help you to lead a calm and peaceful life. So, I'll give you two options for the one-sentence boundary. Option one is, I am not available for that right now. And option two is, I'll get back to you on that. Can you hear these boundaries, friend? Can you see them at play in your life? They're clear. They're pretty neutral, actually. And they don't require any explanation. Thereby, these one-sentence boundaries protect your emotional bandwidth without creating a bunch of conflict, right? In order to preserve your own energy, it's necessary for you to say no. And if you're not good at saying it in the moment, these are two boundaries that will help you out quite a bit. Like, say somebody wants to talk to you about a stressful family situation, but you just don't really have it in you right now. Or you're not sure that you want to have that conversation. Either one of these boundaries will work. Or maybe someone asks you to take on one more thing. Maybe it's at work Maybe it's at home. Who cares? Both of these boundaries will serve you well, right? You can give it some thought by saying, I'll get back to you on that. Or you can just full on set the boundary of like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not available for that right now. I don't have the bandwidth for it. Another example is that someone is pushing you to do some emotional labor that you really can't do. Meaning, we need to figure out what we're going to do about your family coming for Christmas. If you're already overwhelmed, it's not going to work to tackle that topic today. So this is where these one-sentence boundaries are pure gold. These boundaries will save you from overextending yourself, because I know you do that sometimes, and choosing which direction you want to move in. Using a one-sentence boundary tends to shift you from automatic overgiving to a very intentional response, which is why the I'll get back to you on that is a great sentence to just get used to saying, because you need time and space to figure out how you want to spend your mental and emotional energy in your life. That is just part of being an emotionally evolved person. If you feel like you're wanting daily tools to help protect your energy and stay grounded in your personal growth work, that is exactly why I created the Everyday Calm app. The app gives you short practices every single day that make boundaries easier. You choose the time of day that you interact with it. It listens to your feedback and feeds you what you actually need in the moments of your life that you need it. This app has amazing technology, and at the very least, I recommend you check it out. You can find it at studio.com/Rebecca. This, my friend, is part of the future of mental health that I can get behind. Either which way, I hope today you understand how over-responding too quickly without enough intention will drain your energy fast, and how using one simple sentence will protect your bandwidth, my friend. You can use this boundary anytime you feel stretched too thin. I hope that's helpful for you today as you continue to navigate a more peaceful life. Thanks so much for spending your time with me today. I really appreciate you being here and doing this work. What I'd also appreciate is a review of the podcast, because that's how it works in the podcast world. If you like this work and you think that more people should have access to it, give me a 5-star review and more people will have access to it. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, always get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out all of my free resources. Until next time, take really good care of yourself. If something in this episode hit home for you, that's your starting point. Because insight is really helpful, but real change comes from what you do next. The Takeout Therapy app is where you can take what you're learning here and actually practice it in your real life. Short tools, simple steps, support you can come back to every single day. You want me in your pocket? If you're ready to feel more steady and less overwhelmed, click the link in the show notes. One click and you're in. I'll see you inside.